Now, it is a beautiful day, is it not? So this morning we decided we didn't want to stay in the office, producer John and I. We went over to see our tame gardener, Alice Whitehead. She's got an allotment in Northampton. She's passionate about produce and in the pursuit of information. And because it was such a nice day, we went over to see her. That was the only reason, obviously, that we wanted to, go and see her and talk to her. It was nothing to do with being out of the stuffy office. Today, a day to eat flowers.
Alice, I can think of no finer thing to be doing this morning. What a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? And of course, last night we had just a little bit of rain and some thunder, as people in the centre will probably have heard. And that's been a fantastic combination for the plant. So we've got, courgettes the size of small children and more peas than we can possibly eat at the moment. So we're very, very lucky. It's been brilliant.
And your flowers are still absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots to cut now. So there's, daisies and, all sorts of nice things. I have a cut flower patch, so, taking lots of bouquets home, which is really, really nice.
Nice. I love fresh flowers in the house, but to have grown them yourself, that's a lovely thing, isn't it?
It's great. And, there's that whole phrase of grown, not flown, so you're not flying them from some far off country and saving, footprint. So.
And talking of flowers, that's what we're doing, isn't it?
We are. Well, we're talking edible flowers today. So we all should be growing more flowers, because obviously there's, we have a real problem with insects at the moment, that they don't have enough, enough for them to pollinate and what have you. And they're declining in numbers as well. But if you're short on space and you don't have a lovely allotment, then you want your flowers to work harder for you. And in that sense, what better way than to have pretty but practical edible flowers that you can also look at but also eat.
Now, the only one I know that you can eat is the nasturtium.
Yes, that's right, but there are lots of others, they're not always tasty. So today I should be showing you the ones that I like. I mean, you can eat things like hollyhocks and fuchsias, roses, all sorts.
But can you eat roses? I mean, even the thought of eating a rose makes me feel a bit funny.
Yeah, well, they used to sort of, the roses are probably the most ancient edible flower that we used to eat. And of course, we also use them for medicines and that kind of thing as well. So
I think I'll leave them on the bush if that's all right with you.
Yeah. I mean, the key to edible flowers is to always have a good guide with you, whether that's a book or a person. If in doubt, don't eat it would be my advice, because there's obviously a lot of poisonous flowers out there too. Many a forager has sort of been, curiosity killed the forager kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? So you don't want to be eating anything that you're not sure about.
Right, so where are we starting?
We're going to start with pansies today. So.
Okay.
And I have a pot in front of me, so you can have a look. These are lovely flowers. They have a sort of little cheerful face. And you can also eat violas as well, which is a similar family. But you can eat the entire flower head of this one. Some of the other flowers, you're not going to be wanting to eat the stamens or the stems or things like that. It's the petals that you want for most edible flowers. But these ones you can actually eat the whole flower head.
Now, being an avid MasterChef watcher, I know that they use a lot of pansies, don't they, just to make things look pretty.
And gorgeous,
I always think when you go into these posh restaurants, you never quite know if you should eat everything on the plate. But on this occasion, you can.
You can, yes, that's right. And they often crystallise them, so they'll brush them with sugar and water and dry them out. And then you can put them on biscuits and onto ice cream, meringues. I mean, they look absolutely stunning. It puts a real sort of gourmet touch to your average salad, should you say.
So are we going to attack your pot of pansies?
Would you like to have
a go? Yeah, I might as well.
So I won't give you the green bits. I mean, the other thing, it seems a bit of a shame to pick your flowers off.
Right, here we go.
So the idea is that it has a kind of lettuce flavour, sort of slightly mild lettuce.
And a bit of TCP thrown in for good measure.
That's not good.
It's all right, though.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, actually, as you've said that, you don't want to be having anything that's been sprayed. So you want to be careful that, some person hasn't come along with a bit of fertiliser and sprayed your lovely edible flowers.
That's probably TCP in there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I quite like them. Mm-hmm. I think I have to say, they're quite old, and you're best picking really young flowers. Often buds have the nicest flavour, and also really early in the morning when they haven't dried out in the sun and that kind of thing. not converted yet. Well, let's see. So the next one, is cornflower. Now, I have cleared away most of my cornflowers, but I do have one left here. And they come in all sorts of colours, so you can have pink and blue and white and lilac. They're absolutely beautiful. And most people know cornflower as the blue cornflower, the common one. So those flowers have a kind of clovey taste.
So they're all right if you've got toothache?
Yeah, it's quite right. I mean, you could chew them, yeah, maybe.
Producer John's just had a toothache. Have you still got your toothache?
I'm not going to eat flowers to get rid of it.
I don't know. I think it might do you some good.
So let me... I'll pick you a couple of petals. So this is when you want just the petals of this one. You don't want the bits in the middle. Not very pleasant. So see... Oh, you've got a little insect there too.
Extra protein.
That's my dad always used to say.
Yeah. Hang on then. Right. Uh-oh.
So that's, as I say, supposed to be... quite a clove sort of flavour. I couldn't get it. I tasted it the other day and I couldn't quite get it.
I can't taste cloves. In fact, I can't really taste very much
at all. No.
It's not unpleasant.
No. And very pretty scattered into salads. You can also use things like oxeye daisy. So you'd want to pull off the white petals of those and scatter those. I mean, it's just giving that... It just looks so pretty, you know. It's a bit... When you're growing your own vegetables and your own food, it's sort of adding that extra dimension, isn't it? You know, showing off, really, I think.
I'm having trouble swallowing this one.
Oh, are you?
I might have to come back out in a minute.
Oh, no. Bit chewy, that one. Okay.
Well, while I let my palate recover a little bit, let's have some music and we'll be back tasting more flowers in a second. New from Keen, and I like it the way I feel. We went over to the allotment this morning, met up with Alice Whitehead.
So the next one is borage, so we'll walk a little bit further down the path.
Now, I've heard of borage, and I think, didn't they used to make cordial from borage, I think?
Yes, borage is also used in PIMS. It's been...
That's right.
Yeah.
That's probably why I know about it.
Yeah, it's quite a common one in cocktails and things like that, and it has this beautiful cobalt blue flower. As you can
see. That's really pretty. I would look at that and think it was a weed.
Well, it is considered a weed in many respects. I mean, it self-seeds readily. It will take over a plot if you want it to. It's also a bit of a thug. They grow really tall and they've got prickly stems.
It looks like a thug, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
you don't want to be eating the leaves raw, let's put it like that, because they're very prickly. So you want to pick off the flowers and then perhaps freeze them into ice cubes. You can then pop them into... cocktails. You can also make a syrup, which you can put into cocktails or mocktails, and you can also put the leaves into things like that, but you'd want to sort of sift out or sieve the leaves because you don't want to be eating those. So, and it's got this gorgeous sort of cucumber flavour. Do you want to have a...
Yeah.
You're my guinea pig today, aren't you?
And can you see the look on my face occasionally when you go, do you want to do that?
Well, perhaps producer Dave should have a taste of this one then.
Go on, John, have a go with that.
Doesn't really taste of anything, does it?
He's disappointing then, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a shame. I think you can really taste the cucumber in that. No.
I wonder, though, whether... Because we have all got different taste buds, haven't we? So I wonder whether the different things will taste differently to different people, if that makes sense.
I think you're probably right. And also, it's about what time of day you pick it. And often with edible flowers, you're kind of wanting to infuse. So things like lavender are fantastic if they're kind of infused in sugar or something like that over a long period. Mm. You really then get the flavour.
Yeah, so. I don't think I want to be eating lavender raw.
No. Oh, no. And actually, it's not very good for you raw.
Is it not?
It can give you sort of tummy ache and stuff. So it's much more about infusing with things like lavender. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the borage probably wasn't the most successful, but there we are. We'll carry on. Where are we off to now?
So, we're going to find calendula. So this will probably be quite a... people will probably know about this one, I'd have thought. So it's an... It can be an bright orange daisy-style flower.
Yes. Now I'm looking at it, I recognise it.
Yeah. So it's sometimes called pot marigold, but it's not the same as actual marigold. It's kind of tagettes, I think they call them. It's quite different from that. But calendula is used very much in medicines and has quite a few beneficial properties. It's also used in balms, and you can make soaps and all sorts of things out of it. Great for insect bites in the summer. So if you get, stung, you want to be rubbing a bit of calendula on you. But it also tastes quite nice, and it's another one that you can put in salads and things. But you can also make a tea from it. So you can either dry the petals, which is very nice, and then you can keep them in the winter. You can get a taste of summer, or you can use them fresh, and you can make an iced tea, I suppose, infuse them with it in a tea strainer, and then cool it off in the fridge and have it with lemon. It would be very tasty.
John's walked away from this one, so I guess it's my turn to try.
So there we go.
Right. Oh, now that's really nice.
Oh.
It's quite spicy.
Yeah. Got a little bit of a tang, hasn't it?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Yeah, actually,
it's quite fragrant, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With some lemon.
Would be very pleasant.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a cocktail thought.
And of course, a lot of vegetable flours are also edible. It sort of makes sense. Not every vegetable flour is edible. I must point that out because, parsnips and things like that, obviously quite poisonous. But the bean family or the pea family, the flours of those are just like peas and beans. So if you can bear to part with your, flowers of your vegetables, then they're really worth having a taste of.
Do you know, I'd not thought about that, because obviously the flour is what's going to turn into the fruit, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly. It makes sense, actually, doesn't it? So you have a little taste. So these are runner beans.
Okay, here we go. That's lovely.
Yeah, isn't it? Really unexpected.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's my favourite by far.
And I think, you often grow too many runner beans or too many peas. So, you won't mind taking a few of the flowers off and eating them, I don't think.
That would be really lovely in a salad, actually.
Yeah, and the red colour is super, isn't it? It would really stand out. And, of course, you can also eat courgette flowers. They're brilliant.
Tempura courgette flowers, one of my favourite things.
Exactly, or stuffed with soft cheese, or, they can be really huge. They're like dinner plates at the moment. They're massive, so.
They were really lovely. Who knew that, well, maybe you did know that runner bean flowers were quite so nice. If you want to find out more, Alice has put 5 tips for using edible flowers onto her website. Allotmentalice.co.uk will get you there.
On BBC Two.
Farms look.